Spread Film Radio. Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
This is Natasha Sinjanović. I'm at the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival talking to Martin Iliev, the director of Maybe Tomorrow, a project that is here in the Pack and Pitch program of the Industry Days. And as you all know, we are media partner to the Sarajevo Film Festival's industry section. So welcome, Martin, to Fred. How are you?
I'm fine, a bit exhausted after the pitch, but I'm okay.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to do the pitch one last time for us. A short pitch of what your film Maybe Tomorrow is about. I know it's a love story. It's a short film, 20 minutes long. And the plot, the pitch?
And the pitch, Maybe Tomorrow, it is a love story. And it is a story about a modern hermit, a man that I would call Lone. So Lone is in his 30s. And he lives in complete reclusion from the outside world. He never goes out. He speaks to nobody. And instead of that, every day, hidden behind a pair of binoculars, he observes the outside world and tries to learn how to read people's lips. And basically, the whole day, he's watching the world through his window. But one day, there is a stranger woman that moves into the opposite building. So Lone is immediately attracted by her, and he starts to observe her life, and he's really intrigued by her strange habit of capturing sunlight in water bottles and drinking water named happiness, love, luck, whatever. So he falls in love with her. He calls her love, but he must cope with his fear and go outside and meet her. So every day he tries to make this little step, but each day he puts off the decision for maybe tomorrow. Meanwhile, men come and go to love's life, but they're too normal for her, and she can't find her perfect match. Meanwhile, Lone spends his solitary days in creating paper cuts that portray images from his imagination being together with her. And as time goes by, he's still struggling with his inability to leave his home, go out and meet her, until one day when he wakes up to discover that she has moved out. So he rushes out trying to find her without thinking and without realizing that she's in her car just across the street observing him. So basically that's the story. And I think it's a film about the decisions and choices we put off every day. Decisions that could change our life. And sometimes when we say maybe tomorrow, we don't realize, but we miss that moment and we maybe miss our love, we miss the chance to be happy, to become better people, simply to live.
Thank you. I know. It was relatively painless, right?
Yeah, relatively painless.
And now you're done. Yeah. You're done with the pitching. Well, good luck with the project.
Thank you.
In the future. And I hope that the Sarajevo Film Festival, I hope that the Pack and Pitch program brings you the resources, the money, the financing, and everything you need to make it.
It was a great experience being here, so I hope to make the project as soon as possible and maybe to come next year with the ready film here in Sarajevo.
We'll look for it next year. Next year I'll interview you as, you know, as the director of a first feature film or, you know, who knows. If you decide to turn this short interview, you get a lot of resources, you get a lot of financing from this pitch program.
Yeah, it would be great to be here again next year.
Thank you so much. I was speaking with Martin Iliev, the director of Maybe Tomorrow, a love story, a short film here that's part of the Pack and Pitch program of the industry sidebar of the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival. And this is Natasha Sinjanović, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.